I allow my body to relax, the tension to slip away from my neck and shoulders. I allow my breathing to become slow and calm. This moment is for myself, separate from the world, separate from my daily life with its expectations and disappointments. A moment to find myself, to come close to the virtue and strength within me. Today, I can face myself. I have the courage to look at the one I truly am. Who am I? What do I want? I make the pressure which normally rests on my shoulders very light. I let it go completely until nothing of it is left. And I fill myself with love and light, like a powerful flame. I create my new personality, like a drawing. I fill it in according to my own ideas, separate from the worldly ideas or expectations of others. This is my own choice, my own creation. Slowly, I build a whole new personality, exactly as I want to be. I am no longer afraid. I have confidence. I have peace. This peace is the basis, my starting point. Peace of mind, emotional peace, and a deep, deep silence. I think of it and experience it. Everything becomes so still, so calm, and so peaceful. Into this peace I bring love and warmth and harmony. Free from any impurity, a warm, deep flow of love, pure and real. In this peace, love emerges. Within this love is also strength, the strength to be who I want to be, and to share this with others. Peace combined with love, combined with power. I want to become pure once more, filled with truth. I remember my original self, so pure, so harmonious. To this I add knowledge, insight, and realization, the wisdom to be and to act, to take part or to withdraw. Finally, this creation brings me what I truly want in my life, power and love, clarity and peace, lightness and wisdom, happiness, most of all, happiness. Shanti. Okay, how has it been going with your homework? What was the homework? To read all your positive qualities once a day and to repeat your affirmation to yourself about yourself 20 times a day. Everybody been doing this? Yes, yes. One or two, hands not going up. Okay, what can I say? I've said everything needs to be done. Were you able to lovingly accept the feelings of your inner child? Did you do any work on that? Yeah? Okay. You haven't had enough time to do this. Any comments on negative self-talk versus positive self-talk? Or anybody done another Beyond Ants worksheet? No, I don't suppose you would have done. Have you been meditating every day? Very good. Okay, you should be able to do that. Today we're going to look at this lovely concept, the cloak of God's love, do a bit more work on comparisons, learn a bit more about the mechanisms behind internal power, and to understand how right action affects the soul and our self-esteem. Yeah, good agenda. So we're going to start off with a nice little activity. Please write a beautiful message to your inner child. And there's some artwork being made available somewhere. Sister Hang will no doubt make it available. Actually, we'll commission this table and put something on this table. And I'll share with you that the last time I ran this course, I was in China, and my words were mistranslated. And all the participants finished up doing a drawing of their inner child. And they loved it. They thought it was great. So if you want to do a drawing of your inner child, that's also good. Yeah? So, a beautiful message to your inner child. I also have to share with you that last time I did this course, I'm thinking, I've never actually done this myself. Perhaps I should do this. So I thought about what message would I give to my inner child. And I came up with a title that says, Message to My Inner Child. I love you. God loves you. You don't need anything else. That was my message. You can do the same if you want. But it would be called a cop-out. Now, how is our art material? Do you want to put them on this table, Sister Hang? You want to put the art materials on here? Okay, do we have some paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So paper, art materials, take about 20-25 minutes over this. Go for it. Some people say this is the best part of the course. Is there no more art materials? Oh, there you got them in your hand. Okay. There are more art materials coming. Back in Oslo, I have a whole drawer full of art materials. All sorts of different types. I can see some are really getting into this. Okay. Okay, like to come together again? Anybody like to share what they've done?
God knows what you need. There is no need to have desire. He loves you and you will be all right. And I draw these two loves. This is me and God. Me and Baba.
Very good. Anybody else? Come. Did anybody draw their inner child?
I wrote down in the drawing, I love you, God loves you, my surroundings love you.
Very nice.
And that is in this way. See, the eye is here in the heart, and you, right? And God, as we know, as a point, giving light, shining. And the connection between my surroundings is like covering around.
Very good. Okay, anybody else like to share before we move on? Yeah, come.
I don't know how to draw, but I write a lot. It's like God a blessing to you, to me. You are a hero actor on the world stage. You have the part. You play the part. Your part very unique and unique that anyone else in the world play it perfectly like you. You used to play this part in the previous cycle, and your memory still remain until now. Just be aware of your great path that God enters you. You will be love yourself, accept yourself, and have courage to play such path once again.
Okay, you can lead.
Squiggle, Peter. Squiggle, 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 squiggle.
It's a Thai language.
It is Thai.
Yeah, to inner child, I have something to tell you. With purity feeling from my heart, since having you, I love you, I want to give you the best. And now, you find that truth and Baba who is unlimited. You know that you are very smart and you have virtues together, and with your determination you will find success no matter how easy or difficulty, with tolerance, patience, and you will find everything get better and better. I love you. You will be kind, cheerful, sweet, obedient, and have faith in the thing you love. Even though sometimes you are stubborn, and sometimes naughty, but you can, you know, develop yourself better. And you have love and mercy for everyone, and help the people you can help according to your ability. And when you meet the best with unlimited, you have to sustain and keep it with you always, and you will meet with peace, with love and unlimited happiness. I love you.
Very
Would you like to show the drawing as well? Yeah? Inner child with many hearts. Very good. Very good, okay. Inner child with caring mother. The result of purity, love and respect. My dear inner child, I love you. Don't doubt that. I'm here to care for you. Don't doubt me. I want to know how you're feeling all the time. We have God on our side. He will guide us in the most loving way to forgive, forget, and to love. I'm here to help you, to acknowledge your feelings and change them if need be. God loves those who love themselves and others. Remember, I am your friend and God loves you. That's very sweet, brother.
Inner child, you are love, you are peace, you are happiness. You belong to Baba. So you should give love, happiness and peace to everyone. And you are benefactor as the father, so you give as much as you can to everybody. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you. You're such a sweet bunch of people. You're very nice. Very good. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Come.
Dear inner child, this vulnerability and pain from your childhood is going to be healed. I have faith in you. I know that you will be all right. I am by yourself and I'll always be there for you. No matter how far, how long your path is, whether if you experience difficulty, blockages, or lack of cooperation, simply remember that it's temporary, and that you move ahead. You have the power to move forward. You just need to have faith in yourself, not to forget that, not to forget that you have that. You have the power to move ahead. And even if you forget here and there that you do have that power, move ahead anyway. And if you feel that you are stuck, so just be honest. Be honest, honest, and over again. You might find yourself right from your heart about what's bothering you. You might find yourself break habits. And it's not easy to break habits. But after a while, you will see that it would pay off. You will change for the better. You will be closer to the Father. As time goes by, you will be closer to the Father. You trust Him. And even if you do forget all what I've written to you, you could read this letter and remember it so that you won't forget. Truly yours with faithful love, Matan. And I just drew my inner child as the figure, and there's a rainbow over him. Thank you.
Thank you. It would be very nice for you to take these home and put them in a frame. pick them up where you can see them, your bathroom or your kitchen or somewhere, you're often, you know, just to remind yourself of these beautiful messages. Okay. Now, I'm between a rock and a hard place because there's going to be traffic control in 12 minutes or so, and I've got a commentary I'd like to go through, and I have some words to say before then, so I need to get cracking. So, when you're experiencing pain in your life, it's good if you can name your emotion and lovingly accept your emotion. Learn to be gentle with yourself. Sometimes people feel sorrow in their body. There's a corresponding pain in the body somewhere. They have an ache of sorrow in their throat, their chest, stomach, or gut. If so, it's useful to identify where the sorrow is being held. There's a book called something buried alive. Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. I forget who wrote it, but it's a nice little book. And she describes all the different parts of the body that might be experiencing pain and the corresponding emotion that goes with that. So you can get a clue from where it's coming from. And I'll tell you, when I first had that book, I borrowed somebody else's copy and bought a new one, and they got the new one. I kept the old one. And I brought it here to Madaban. And I met somebody I'd not met before, and we started talking about these feelings and emotions, and she said, "Oh, I can't stay because I have to go to the hospital to get my chest sorted out. It's been a problem ever since my husband died." So I said, "Hang on a second." I just look inside the book, and there is chest. Chest was the location. The emotion came from bereavement. Yeah, so in other words, the bereavement was the source of the pain. Yeah, I'm speaking too quickly again. Okay, you can see when I get excited, I talk too quickly. Okay, so it's good to identify where in your body this pain is living. And there's a nice technique is to allow your nurturing parent to place love around that part of your body. Yeah? And then to hold it there while you're going through your daily life, while you're doing the washing up or the walking around or what have you, keep that love around that part of your body. And in time, the love will dissolve the pain and there will be only love left. So, when you're in emotional pain, take some time to experience God's love and begin to heal the pain. So it's a very nice method is to visualize a cloak of light. A cloak, a thing you wear that wraps all the way around you, like a blanket. A cloak of light and love around your whole body. So take in that light and love deeply, allowing it to comfort the part of you that feels the pain. And the pain will diminish more and more. So if you relax in this way, allowing the light and love of God to comfort the part that is hurt. Spend 10 or 20 minutes visualizing this cloak of light and love around you and feeling that light and love. Then bring into your mind the understanding that you are a beautiful soul, God sees your beauty, God loves you, and knowing this, experience an incorporeal state of yoga and feels God's love. There's a few other comments here, but this is a repeat of previous stuff. But let's have a commentary. Can I have some meditation music, please, sir? Hang? Thank you. So let the body be comfortable. Let the soul and the body relax. And breathe in the light of peace. Let go of any tension and take in, absorb the light of peace. Let the light of peace surround the body so that it relaxes even more. And let the soul be surrounded by the light of peace. As the mind becomes still and focused, visualize the self with your body of light and send up a thought to the subtle region of light. Connect with God. God is so pleased to see you. Enjoy the light of love from that one, and allow him to gently place over your body of light a beautiful cloak of light of love, like a blanket of the light of love. Enjoy that light of love surrounding you. Sometimes in life, there is a feeling of sorrow. If there is a feeling of sorrow, find where you hold it in the body. Perhaps the feeling of heaviness is in your throat, your chest, or your heart, or your stomach. While being aware of that small space of heaviness, let yourself deeply feel the cloak of light of love around you. Focus on that love, and let that love begin to comfort the entire body of light. Perhaps the place of heaviness is a little dark. Allow the light of love to soak in more, and begin to dissolve the edge of the heaviness. Perhaps let God sit beside you and hold your hand and tell you how much he loves you. You are God's precious jewel. You are one with the courage to transform. You are the one who deeply believes in a world of peace, a world of harmony, the truth of pure love. Let your entire body relax even more deeply, and soak in the light of love. Should have had those nice pictures up. Never mind. So, nice, this is a nice little game. Imagine that the only food to eat in the whole world is bananas and cabbage. And we'll imagine this is a balanced diet. Now you can have your bananas and cabbage sliced or diced or grilled or raw, but there's only bananas and cabbage. You can have them for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch, for tea, for dinner, for supper, but there is only bananas and cabbage. Okay? Now imagine we are all sitting around a big table eating our bananas and cabbage. Yeah? How does the bananas and cabbage make you feel? Happy or sad or? Very good? Yeah, I've got something to eat. Yeah? It's okay? Yeah? Fine. Now, just happens that one day I come in carrying papaya and mango and I say, wow, this papaya and mango is really great. Now, how do you feel about your bananas and cabbage? Yeah? Are the bananas and cabbage still okay? No? You want some of the papaya and mango, don't you? Okay. And the point of this little story is that the bananas and cabbage of themselves are not the issue. It's the moment you see the papaya and mango and you make a comparison. Yeah? So making comparisons with others causes you pain. So don't do it. It'll always cause you pain. Yeah? There'll always be people around you who have a bigger house, a bigger car, more money, whatever. Yeah? And if you make a comparison of yourself with them, you're just going to make yourself unhappy. It doesn't take you anywhere. Yeah. So you'll always find somebody who's smarter, prettier, more talented than you. How does that feel? How do you feel when that happens? Yeah? I'm a great admirer of a man called Elon Musk. Anybody know Elon Musk? One person. One person. Good heavens. Elon Musk is a self-made man, and he created a version of Yellow Pages, which he sold for several million. And then he created PayPal, which he sold for several billion. And then he's created Tesla motor cars, making electric cars. And he created SpaceX, making rockets that go up and come back down by themselves. And he's now a multi-billionaire, yeah? And I have nothing but admiration for him. You know, he's cleverer than I am. He's richer than I am. He's not as good looking as I am, but that's just the detail. But, oh, he couldn't possibly be happier than me. Yes. But the point I'm making is that I don't feel any sense of envy, you know? I applaud what he's doing. I think what he's doing is fantastic, and I have every good wish for him. And it's the same for everybody else in the world, you know? It's possible that I'm not as spiritual as Daddy Janki. But you know, she has her role to play, and I have my role to play. And it's fine. Yeah? We all have our own roles to play. Okay. Sorry? The bricks at the bottom of the buildings are the most important ones. That's right. If they come out, the whole thing falls down. Absolutely right. Okay. If you are soul conscious, there could be no comparisons. When you're sitting back in Paramdham, you're a little point of light surrounded by other little points of light. And we are all exactly the same. There's no basis for comparisons. You can't even say, you know, well, when I was in a body, I was an emperor, you know? Because it becomes irrelevant, yeah? Making comparisons is to hurt yourself, that's true. Put the measuring stick away. We're all family anyway. Practice lovingly accepting yourself, your good feelings, your negative emotions, just as you are. Yeah? Okay. Nobody's commented yet, but I haven't given you the link for where these pages are being held. It will come later. Have a go at completing worksheet 5.1. And you'll see on the left-hand side is a list of all the qualities you measured yourself against at the beginning of the course. And on the right-hand side is the eight powers. So for each of the 22 points, which, if any, of the powers are needed to support that point of self-esteem? You might need more than one. Why don't you work in groups of two or three and take about 15 minutes over this? You can do it in as big a group as you want. We will share it in plenum, yes. Yes, we'll share the answers. Too difficult for Fooey, it's dead easy. Do it in twos and threes. Threes is better than twos. You can move the chairs if you want. Okay, 15 minutes is up. Everybody finished? Okay, let's have a little more time then. You should be rattling down these. You can do the whole lot in about 5 minutes. You're all BKs. You're all knowledgeable BKs. Okay. I've put up on the screen there somebody else's results. So that's just a sample. You don't have to get exactly the same answer. Okay, and example result number two. Now, one group here came to an interesting conclusion. What did you conclude?
I said that all the eight powers are needed for all.
You need all eight powers for all 22 points. Yeah, that's about right. But it takes a little while before you get to that conclusion. Yeah? Okay. If you need all those powers for all those points, what is the relationship between the powers and high self-esteem? If you have the powers, you have high self-esteem. Yeah. So what's the relationship between low self-esteem and the eight powers? If you have low self-esteem, you're lacking power. Yeah? So you can see that high self-esteem is an expression of a powerful soul. Low self-esteem happens in a soul that has lost power. And that's the general conclusion that I'd like you to draw from this course. It's the main reason why souls have low self-esteem. Because you've lost power. But over 5,000 years, it's fairly well guaranteed that you will lose power. Therefore, it's fairly well guaranteed that you'll drop into low self-esteem. It's just part of the drama. Yeah? So then the question comes, how can you increase the power of the soul? Let me share with you. When I was in Hong Kong, Baba gave me two powerful experiences. And the first experience told me that if I wanted to make a difference in the world, I had to become powerful. That makes sense. The second experience told me I wasn't. So I started asking myself the question, okay, how do you become powerful? What's the mechanism here? And over the next 2 years, I came up with about six different mechanisms. And as soon as I created a new idea, the next Merle I heard said, nope, not that one. Start again. And eventually, 2 years after I started, I came up with this idea. And this idea has stood the test of time. Yeah? I included this idea in the inner leadership course. And the course was reviewed, and the reviewer said, no, you can't use that. It's not Brahma Kumara's teaching. Yeah? So I protested, and it was sent off to Sister Gianti, and she sent it in her turn to Dr. Nirmala and to Sister Mahini in New York. So you got the three best brains in the world. And they looked at it and they said, yeah, it's okay. So now it's official Brahma Kumara's teaching. Yeah? So the way it works is like this. You start off with the concept of the power of the soul. And when you start on this journey, you haven't got very much. And your capacity to hold power is not very big. But when you have yoga with Baba, yeah, Baba will give you enough power to fill your capacity. Yeah? So which is good. And when you have enough power, you can live what I would call clean living. And clean living is supported by actions that elevate the self. Clean living is completely soul conscious. It's when you are the solution, not the problem. You're sweet to everybody. You're not salt to anybody. You're full of all virtues. You're honest and all those things. Yeah? You're a deity. That's what it would boil down to. You're living the life of a deity. And what you'll find is when you live this clean living, that your self-esteem will rise. Now, for a long time, I knew it was true, but I couldn't think why it was true. But I eventually worked it out. Clean living is your natural way of living. If you had an abundance of resources, which you will in the Golden Age, this is how you would live. And when you live this lifestyle, you acquire your natural consciousness, which is to have high self-esteem. Yeah? And the good news is that when you have high self-esteem, your capacity to hold power increases. Now you can look Baba in the eye and say, give me more. And she will give you more. Then the clean living becomes easier and more accurate. Self-esteem goes up, capacity goes up, power goes up, clean living becomes more accurate. And you can go around this triangle as many times as you want, driven only by your own determination. And in this way, you can become infinitely powerful, without limit. Yeah? Like that idea? Then you might say, okay, well if Peter knows this, why isn't he floating 6 inches off the ground? There is a but. The soul has this tap underneath. And whenever you engage, you remember that chart I showed you with the enlightenment at the top, and then the second half was pride, anger, desires, fear, grief, apathy, guilt and shame? Yeah? Whenever you engage in the five vices, pride, anger, desires, which is greed, lust, attachment, then fear, grief, apathy, guilt and shame, whenever you engage in those, what you're doing is proving to yourself in a very practical way that you're not powerful. You haven't mastered it yet. Therefore, the basis for your self-esteem drops out, disappears. Therefore, the capacity of the soul disappears. Therefore, all the power disappears. And it just quietly drains away. Yeah? So, the trick is to keep on having yoga with Baba and to find all the leaks and seal them off, one by one by one. Yeah? The big ones, fairly easy to see, fairly easy to fix. Yeah? Easy to stop being greedy, relatively easy to stop being angry. Lust is a bit trickier, but you can manage it. Yeah? The subtle ones are harder to see and harder to fix. And that's why it takes a long time. But if you can seal off all those leaks and you keep on having yoga with Baba, then your accuracy of living, your deity style of lifestyle will increase. Your self-esteem will go up, capacity goes up, power goes up, and you keep on going round that triangle. And fairly automatically, you will become a very powerful soul. Is this a good solution? And I have to tell you, this little model has stood the test of time. Everything I've heard in the Merlis supports this idea. Yeah? It's expressed in a different way, but it is the same idea. Oh, where are we going to go from here? Okay. Before I want to do a nice commentary on taking power from God. But before we do that, would you like to fill in worksheet 5.2? You'll find worksheet 5.2 looks amazingly similar to 1.1. Except it says my self-esteem after the course instead of my self-esteem before the course. Yeah? Have a go at filling in 5.2 and then you can do a comparison with 1.1. And if my friend Hang plays some nice music, some meditation music, that would be good. Just take 5 or 10 minutes over this. Yeah, it'll do. Still 25 too. Real time. Actually, you should be so good at this, you can do this whole thing in 5 minutes. Easy. Okay, I think we're just about done. So, is it different from how it was at the beginning of the course? Has it gone up or has it gone down? It's gone up? Okay. Now, let me let you into a little secret. It's in the nature of doing a course like this that you're fairly guaranteed to have a higher score at the end compared with the beginning, even if your self-esteem has not changed. Yeah. But it gives you a nice feel-good factor to see that your score can go up. Yeah? And if you keep the homework going, your affirmations 20 times a day, every day for next month, you know, you'll find it will make a difference. And you have all the tools that you need to tackle negative thinking, negative emotions. Yeah? They're all in your hands. Yeah? So what I want to do, we are going to finish early today. I'm going to give you a nice little commentary on taking power from God. Yeah, that was the one. So if I can have some nice meditation music, that would be great. 82 he did yesterday, and that was all right. 82. Yes, sounds okay. Okay. So I sit comfortably, allow my body to relax. I see myself as soul. I am the life force of this body. I keep it alive. I keep it in motion. I am the point of light at the center of my forehead. I send out beams of light out across the room and beyond. I fill the room with my light. I choose to send a beam of light directly upwards, shining like a laser beam, going up above the buildings, up and beyond. And I, the soul, decide to travel up this beam of light. I go up above the buildings, up to the clouds, and I pause and look down. I can see Gyan Sarovar. I can see Pandavabhavan, Naki Lake, traffic, people, the fields, the hills. and I turn and I continue upwards, going ever faster and faster. And I move away from this world of matter. I move away from this sun, from this solar system. I move away from this galaxy, going faster and faster. I move away from this cosmos, and with just a thought, I step into my home, the world of red light. I immediately notice the silence, a deep, deep, profound silence, and the feeling of peace. All thoughts drop away. My concerns about yesterday, today, tomorrow, dissolve into nothing. All my connections to the world of matter dissolve into nothing. I, the soul, I'm in my home. And the peace wraps itself around me like a warm, comfortable blanket. It is so pleasant. This is my home. And I look and I see all my brother souls, millions upon millions, stretching out into the distance. And I turn and I see the one special soul, my father, my mother. And then I remember, my father, my mother has loved me for all eternity. He never stopped loving me even for a moment. And my father, my mother is sending out waves of love, of peace, of joy. And these waves wash over me and through me, and they make me feel complete, totally balanced, totally complete and perfect again. My father, my mother loves me so much, and I love my mother, my father. It has always been this way, but I had forgotten. Just for a few moments, I enjoy the company of my parents and the feelings of love, peace, and joy. And this beautiful silence. I feel the pull to return, and I travel back down the beam of light, back to this reality, back to this world of matter, back to my body. But I bring with me the feeling of peace and love and joy from my home of silence. Thank you. Om Shanti. I am a peaceful soul. One job remains, and that's for you to complete the feedback form. If you would, please. And when you've done, if you'd like to put them on the table, that would be great. When I have the feedback form. When I have all the feedback forms. And for the Thai, if you would complete them in Thai, but if the interpreter would spend a moment with me at the end, translating them for me, just verbally. So how was the course for you? Nice? Okay, that's a good start. Fantastic, that's even better. Excellent. Okay. Very good. Okay. I don't want to bias your comments at all, but I'll just remind you that excellent and brilliant both have two L's. The last part was nice. Good. Session five. Yeah? I find the last commentary, I always get touched by it. The taking power from God. I think what's happening is you guys are all following the visualization and you're generating a power. Yeah? And I can feel it. It's nice.
So this course is only for Brahmins?
It's for people who've done the introductory course. The first four lessons. They need to understand soul and supreme soul. Diane says they have to understand karma as well, but I don't agree. Because it's got the words key karma question. But actually the key karma question is a key question. Which got almost nothing to do with karma. Yes. Yes. But I think lesson four is the most powerful one. Lesson five is nice because you've got the artwork and you've got this nice commentary and the how to become powerful in it. But lesson four is the one I like giving. I'm observing this. There's 28 of you here today, which is even less than there was yesterday. And I know that there's about three or four said that they were leaving today. That can't be helped. And I'm thinking, actually, this course is not suitable for Madhuban. It's too long. It's too much. And I think what we should do is to do a taster. Like I did, I did a taster for the Thai community because they couldn't come to the course. So I did an hour and a quarter. And I started with the diagram. And I talked them through it, and I gave them a little example of the talking to the inner child, just to give them a starter. And I think something like that, maybe it's 3 hours rather than just an hour and a quarter, but something to give you a feel for the subject and some tools that you can take away. And the insight that this is a good course, so when you go home, you get onto your NC and say, we must have this course here in this country. And what I'm thinking is to get in touch with NCs, find the time zone, and get in touch with all the NCs in that time zone, and offer to run the course over Skype. Or if I use a broadcast software, which is a better quality communication, then to do it by broadcast rather than traveling. For some countries it doesn't work. For India it doesn't work, because the internet is not good enough. So for India, I'd have to travel here. But I'm thinking that the right way forward is for me to train the trainers. And I only need 2, 3, 4 in each country. Small numbers, really small numbers. And over the next 1, 2, 3 years, they can travel around the country giving the course. And they can have a lovely time. I mean, I love giving this course. I have a great time giving it. But my ambition is for everybody to do the course. And I obviously can't do that by myself. So if I've taught 30 people here today, that's 0.0003%. It's not a very big dent in 100%, you know. So that's the way to do it, is to train the trainers. So I'm thinking that's what I should be doing in future. So I probably won't do this course again in Madhuban. It is going to be done again at least once in February. There's a team coming to do it then. We could do it in three days, morning and evening. Yes, that's true. I'm not sure the Madhavan organization team would let us do that. Yeah? I think the right answer for Madhavan, it needs to be four lessons. It needs to be squeezed down into four. And there's a lot of material which is extra in this. Yeah? That's true. Yeah? Yes. That's a good point. Yes, that's right, they leave. But don't leave without giving me your feedback form, sister. You give me it? Yeah. Very good, thank you very much. Okay, it's allowed. Okay. The workshops, commentaries, quotes, PowerPoints can be downloaded from tinyurl.com/TSE-participant, and that will give you all the material from all the sessions, all the PowerPoints, all the quotations, the dialogues, the worksheets, everything, and the commentaries. Yes, some of the commentaries came from CDs that are available from the bookshop. And Diane thought it wasn't right to give the commentaries for those. But you can buy those off the CD. You can buy the CD of those. All the ones written especially for this course are definitely available. Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for staying the course. Is there anything you think I could do better? Oh, one point I should give is also the comments to dfseason@brahmakumaris.org. It would be very nice if you could say some nice words about the course to the organizers, so they'll be minded to run the course again. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's a very valid comment. Yes, that's a very valid comment. Yeah, we're done. Thank you for taking part in this course and for helping to give everybody a better experience. On the board? And when you get back home, get onto your coordinator, your national coordinator, and say, we must run this course in this country. And I would be very happy to help out. Thank you for coming.
I really enjoyed it. I was at peace, relaxed, and took everything. So
very good. Oh, you're very kind. I'll give you the money later. Thank you for coming.
Feedback
from you as well. Let's have a look. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
And I guess Sister Ines would like this.
Well, no, you have to get my good side. Fantastic. Show it to Anna.
I'm going to send it to her tonight.
Yeah? So she knows we've met. I sent her a message yesterday to say we've met. Yeah?
I sent her a message, I didn't say anything.
Sorry?
I sent her a message, so yesterday I'm enjoying Madhavan.
Very good.
Today I'll give her the proof.
Oh, feelings buried alive. Never die. Do remember to say, to give your comments to dfseason@brahmakumaris.org and say it was a really, really good course and we have to do it more often.